Sabrina Caruso.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Very good. Very good. Thank you. Okay. So, first of all, this is not mandatory that you need to go with Squarespace, because the functionalities and the requirements that you have, that can easily be done on Shopify. If you want, not Shopify, I'm sorry, WordPress or a custom PHP. If you need to like do it with a third-party developer like Squarespace, so there will be a monthly charges that you need to pay. But on the other hand, if you design the website on WordPress or custom PHP, that would be a whole customized design for you. You're like, there won't be any template-based work. Everything will be customized, and my team will take care of that for you. And the best part is that you just need to pay a one-time cost for it, and the website belongs to you 100%. You mentioned that you can disable the pages that you don't need. You can definitely do that, because we will provide you with the back-end access to the website, because in the end of the day, you definitely own the website 100%. Mm-hmm. So you have the access. You have the access to the CMS admin panel as well. So with the help of that CMS, you don't need to do some HTML sourcing or coding to change.
So the one thing that I've run into many times is that you get it done, and then the person at that agency is no longer there, and then no one knows the coding that they did, and then you have to start from scratch all over again.
No,
the part that I'm frustrated with. So how do we not do that at Orbit?
Well, if it's not Orbit, I'll be there for you. But I'm 100% sure Orbit is not shutting down for sure. But again, if you find any problems...
Oh, no, I get that part. But how do I ensure, right? There's longevity to, hey, if I call you guys in a year and it's like, I want to add a page or I want to update this page, how do
right.
we make sure that the coding is understood from one coder to another?
Correct. That's a very good question. So that's why I said CMS is something, with the help of that, you will be able to make changes to the website yourself. You don't need to code anything. You don't need to change anything. It's just like that software I'm talking about. It's just like Facebook.
Oh.
You can easily manage the pages.
So.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Got it. So you don't have to be a coder. You just pick
But again, my team will be there as well, 24/7, 7 days a week. They will be there if you need any help.
Right. So how much is this going to cost if we start this from scratch?
That's not going to cost you a lot. This is going to cost you around $700 to $800. That's a one-time cost. We'll manage the complete site for you. We'll design the site for you. Let me guide you with the whole process. So if, as soon as you process the transaction, I'll send you a link to my team. We'll meet you and send you the link to an internet questionnaire where you may fill out some basic information about your needs. So based on that information, and my research team would sit down and discuss the ideas for the website's basic layout. And in a couple of days, the designs of the site will be ready, like just the design, the layout. So we have to send that design to you for your and your team's approval. If you guys like the design, then we proceed to the next step. We'll show it to you. And if you need any more modifications to that design, like it doesn't mean that if I send you the design, so that's the only design that we can do for you. We cannot do any modification.
Right.
We definitely can. We need your approval or we need your feedback on this. So if you want a whole new customized different design, we can also do that without any extra charges, because there are unlimited revisions there, unlimited changes there, so there's no problem. Until you're 100% satisfied, we'll keep on working for you.
Okay, so essentially we're going to work on the structure, the shell of it. Then we approve it, and then that's when we can start populating?
Everything will be step by step. You will be added on our team portal, on which you will be connected with the designers, developers, and I'll give you a one dedicated project manager who will be responsible for your project, and he or she will be keeping you posted with the progress of the work. So there are people that you will be in touch with. There's no just one person.
Okay. So Thomas, what company are we talking about here? Is this would I be working with Orbit? Like, is that who's going to be sending me an invoice?
Yeah.
Okay.
Orbit. Yeah.
Okay.
So then if we talk about the next step, there are more. So there will be a final step after all of the approvals. So once you approve the design, Then we'll go on the next phase, which will be adding the content to the website, such as your photographs of the products, videos, or any other extra information. We'll decide the name of the pages. We'll upload some information, the content of the website, and everything. We'll discuss that with you when we're doing that. So you'll be the part of the project all the time. Once everything is done, the website is ready to go live. We won't make it live first. We will put it on a test server just to make sure the website is running smooth, it is 100% responsive, mobile responsive, liquid responsive, and everything is working fine. There are no issues. We'll also share the CMS with you, and we'll ask you to make the changes to the website just to make sure if you can do it or not. We'll keep on giving you free training during the project at how to make the changes to the website. So by the end of the day, you know that how you can make the changes yourself. You don't have to come to us, or in case if you're not available after 2 years or three years. So you can easily do it yourself. You don't have to hire any other person or any other company for this little job.
Cool. So when we're talking about all in, no surprises, everything all in, what do I need to get a budget for to get approved?
$700-$800? Yeah, $700, not more than that, for sure. Because this is an easy job.
So
it's not an e-commerce site.
Like, No. It just pictures and videos and a carousel. Wow, sorry.
Correct.
I had my Spotify. Okay, so
in case if it was an e-commerce site or something more or something bigger, you need it, so it would definitely be more than $1,500 for sure. But it's just an informative site. 3 weeks is the best time that we can finish the site on, and everything is like transparent in front of you. The price will be around $700 to $800, not more than that for sure. And that's just a one-time cost. No hidden charges, no additional charges.
Okay, cool. So I need to get that approved just because things are really tight right now, which won't be a problem. But
how about I send you an email for the approval?
Oh, no, that's fine. I'll just email the person that I need to just say, hey, I'm spending $800. We just need to get that allocated, and then I'll give you my credit card. How does that work?
Okay, sounds good. So
our business credit card?
Yeah, business credit card.
Yeah. Sorry to be a little weary. I've just gotten duped over the years sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Can you show me or send me a URL of websites that you've designed or anything that you can share with me?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Let me show you an e-commerce site that we have done. So instead of like purchasing it online, you can just click to see that how we designed the site, how we did the logo, how we like managed everything. You can see the pages, how it works. So this is the first example. Let me show you the other one. Hang on a second. Okay, Tokyo Orchid. Take a look at this one too.
Yes, this one is more of what I'm looking for.
Interesting,
I know it's
right?
not e-com and stuff like that, but
yeah.
Okay, cool. Okay. Okay, John.
So
this
these are the customized
design.
They're
the templates. Yeah.
And I forgot to tell you about the questionnaire. So that question will ask you some questions just to gather more information about what you have in your mind. So once you have that questionnaire, that will ask you a few questions like what colors would you like to see, what look and feel you want, what information would you like to put on. If you have any sites in mind that you like and you want your site to look like that one, you can share that website with the team so they can design something or something better than that for you.
Okay, so I'll come up with a brief.
Definitely, definitely.
And
yes, of course. We need your brief first.
Perfect.
And
then
after,
I can show you, I can tell you like certain parts of this website, I like this. This site,
that's
I like
right.
that, and this site, I like
that's
this,
right.
and then just combine everything together.
Yes, it's as I said, it's not a template-based work, so you can simply play with the whole site.
Yes, Thomas, that's exactly what I needed. Thank you. Okay.
I'm glad you're connected with
me. Me too, because I was getting discouraged. I was like, why are all these website templates look like they were made in 1980? Like, why do they still say, you know, click here and learn more? Like, that's so old, right?
Even if I tell you the exactly the thing, usually template websites cards cost you more than $1,000 if you talk realistic. It's initially it's just like $19 a month, but you end up paying a lot, thousands of dollars to get that site. So that's why we never offer a subscription plan. We just offer a one-time thing. You pay it, you get it, simple.
Yeah. And done. Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
And then for But this fee, I'll be obviously connected to you guys always, so there's mm-hmm. always support, right?
Always, 100%. And the other charges, like that you need to pay in future, let me guide you with that too. There will be two different charges that you need to pay, either to us or any other third-party company. First is the domain name, like the name of your website. That will be an yearly
cost. But I already have one.
You already have one. Perfect.
I already have
second,
one. We're just gonna
second
transfer,
is the server.
Yeah.
Second is the server, hosting server.
Okay. Yeah.
You can get that with us too. You can get that with HostGator or WordPress or any of the third party. That's your choice. But I'm telling you, these are the charges that you need to pay.
Right, but I'm already paying someone today for the server, right?
You are purchasing
so
the
not
server?
These are not. Yeah, I already have a website, Jan K. Overwheel. So it's just.
Oh, yeah,
the,
yeah, for sure.
Charges,
if you already
so
have
not
that.
Over and above. This is yeah. It's just our website today is just garbage. So, and I just started here. So I'm like, we need to take this down, and I need the new website.
Sounds good. And what platform it is on?
Oh, I have a freaking idea. That's a good question. When you mean that, what I'm not totally savvy with this lingo. When you say platform, what do you mean?
Okay, I mean platform. I mean like it is Squarespace, it is WordPress, or Custom Work or React or anything. Can you send me the link of the website? I'll take care of that.
Oh, you can tell?
Yeah, if you can share the link of the site, I can look at it and let you know what's the platform.
Where are we? Where are you?
I am.
There we go.
Here.
Okay, I just sent it over to you.
Okay.
How can you tell?
Experience, man.
Nice. Yeah. So brace yourself. It's really like
perfect. It's a WordPress site. WordPress site. So we'll
WordPress.
We'll take over the site, and we will revamp the site for you. So you're making our job more easier by sharing this website with me.
Okay. And what do I need to share with you? Do I need to give you any information?
Yes, you have to send the credentials to the team, not to me. Once you're on board, my team will be connected to you. The project manager will talk to you and let you fill out the form. And after that, you have to provide us the credentials of this website so we can log in and make changes and start working on the new site.
Oh, okay, got it. So when we're going to be working on the new site, because we're using the existing old site, is mine going to be temporarily down?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it will be temporarily down until we.
It will be temporarily down. But first, like we just once we are designing the website on our server, once it's ready to go live.
Oh, okay. So that's temporary.
Yeah. So it won't go down. Not even temporary. I think it's just go down for one day only because we'll work on the new site.
That's fine. A day or two is fine. I was like, we're going to be down for 3 weeks. That's not going to be good.
Okay, cool. Perfect. Sounds good.
Okay, awesome. Okay, so I need some time then to write this brief. I guess I'm going to write it for the rest of the day. How do I get in touch with you again, Thomas?
Okay, so the step is you just have to sign up with me right now, and after that, we'll send you the paid invoice, and then I'll send you the questionnaire to fill out. That's not my job to send you the questionnaire. The team is going to send you the questionnaire. Until they do not have your complete information, your account with the team, they cannot share any information. So I'll be the one, you'll be collecting the payment from you, doing the account creation, and after that, I'll transfer you to the team, and they'll take care of the rest. So you don't need to fill out any brief right now, nothing. You just need to pay to get started, and after that, they'll share the information and guide you the next steps.
Okay, so why am I paying 100% up front?
Because that's what we do. That's our policy, ma'am. But in case if you need any partial payment, you can pay 60% upfront, which we don't usually do or recommend. So you can pay 60% upfront if there's any trust issues or something like that. You can pay 60% upfront and 40% once you're completely satisfied with the work.
Okay, cool. Yeah, just let me get the management okay with, because I already said to them, hey, it's not going to cost you anything, and now I'm going to say, I need $1,000. So let me get that cleared.
For sure.
What's the next step? We said first step is what?
Okay, I need your full name in the chat. I just have your first name, then your email address.
Yeah, so Sabrina Caruso, Caruso.
Can you type that for me if you don't mind? I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
It's all right. Okay. And your email address? And you said you're the marketing manager?
Yeah.
Okay. So you're planning to do the search engine optimization in future yourself?
Sorry, say that again?
You're planning to do the search engine optimization, like SEO yourself on this website?
Yeah, we're going to need some help, but afterwards, not right now.
Yeah, if you need some help, they're
but
there
yes,
for you.
We will
we have
need
a,
help.
We have a
yeah,
team of marketing as well.
Yeah?
Yep.
Okay, awesome.
Okay, Ms. Meyer, I got the email address to... All right, so how would you like to pay? You said a business card?
It will be, yeah, a business credit card.
Okay, hang on a second. Okay, so inclusive, 1 second. Okay, total payment is $800. $48 will be 8% of taxes. $848 is in total. And if you're paying a 60% off it, give me 1 second. Let me just get it approved with the finance because they don't usually allow partial
sure.
payment.
Yeah, yeah,
just
of course,
give me
of
a
course.
Minute. I'll be right back. Ma'am, are you there?
Hi.
May I have your zip code, please? Oh, sorry, postal code.
Yeah, I never remember it. Hold on, let me
just
open up the file.
I just realized that you're based in Canada. I thought you were in U.S.
Oh, this is U.S. fund?
Yep.
Crap. So translate that into Canadian?
Okay, let me see. The total payment that you need to pay, 60%, is $508.08. If you convert that into Canadian, it will be $640.01. Make it $640 only. Okay, instead of $508.08, I'll make it $508. That'll be $639 Canadian. Okay?
Okay, so when we said $700 to $800, that was USD. Now, what is $700 to $800 using
okay.
your conversion?
In Canadian, it will be $1,000. Complete full $1,000. Instead of $1,000, you're paying us $639, and $400 will be there once you pay. And once you're satisfied with the work and the work is complete, it's probably after 4 weeks, 3 to 4 weeks, you'll pay the rest.
Right, so a 60-40 split. Okay, and it's $1,000.
Yep.
Okay,
yes,
my postal code is L as in Larry, 4, L as in Larry again, 8, K as in Kelly, 8.
Now, what was the last three?
8K8. 8K8,
perfect. Okay, let me have the card details if you're ready.
Oh, yeah, I'm not paying you guys on the phone. No, I need to see the invoice. I need to get it approved, right?
Oh, okay. Let me ask the finance to share a link with me, and I'll share the link in the chat. Just give me a minute. Okay, ma'am, you're there.
Okay.
Okay, I sent a link in the chat. That's the unpaid invoice. And if you click on it, you'll redirect to a terminal where you can pay. Once you pay that, you'll get an paid invoice in your email automatically.
Okay, so email, website. So where's my invoice that I can give my finance department?
Because they'll pay it. Who'll pay? Like, who's responsible to make the payment?
Okay, I'll do it on the credit card, but I need to give an invoice to our finance director.
Usually we share the paid invoice. Let me go ahead and ask the finance to generate the unpaid invoice, which will mention the complete price, the 60% and the 40% too.
Yes.
And I'll share that in your email right in 5 minutes.
Yeah, no, that's perfect. Thank you so much.
No worries. Please stay connected with me on the chat. Okay.
Why? I'm not gonna get it done today.
No, I'm saying I'll inform you once the invoice has been sent in the chat.
Oh, got it. Sorry about that.
All right. No worries. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much.
No worries. Bye-bye.